Blog Talk Radio.
Demented Dungeons and Dragons disclaimer. Asterisk legal notice asterisk. This podcast is for educational and / or entertainment purposes only. Our opinions and religious beliefs are our own. Most of this is all hearsay evidence and is not admissible in court. Our first-hand knowledge is your hearsay evidence and you should always go and do your own homework. We are not necessarily encouraging you to overthrow any terroristic tyrannical de facto governments, medical establishments, fast food franchises, any religious or non-religious 501c3s or anything of that matter. We do encourage you not to feed the beast, we do encourage you to love your neighbor, your community, and your homeland. We do encourage you to do what is right, when it is right, because it is right. We do encourage you to protect your de jure government, your sovereignty, your freedoms, and your liberty, and those same freedoms and liberties for your neighbor, your community, your people, and your homeland. The Lord gave you free will, please use it wisely. Pray it forward, pray for others as you would like them to pray for you. Love others as you would want them to love you. Please read 1 Corinthians 13. We practice God's medicine, not man's medicines. Any nutritional statements heard on this podcast is just our research and / or experience. Most of them may not be accepted by the FDA. Under the New World Order rules, regulations, standards, codes, and guidelines, we are not allowed to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases. But we cannot cure you, nor can your doctor, only you can heal yourself. Disease is a result of a nutritional deficient environment. Feed your body right, and your body will cure itself. Man and / or other animals, we are not man animals. This podcast is not made for animals, this podcast is only for certain humans made in God's image, endowed by God with certain inalienable rights. If you are an animal, this podcast isn't necessarily for you, please tell your human about us.
Hello, sorry, I got distracted. The audio was breaking up on my end, so I ended up calling in with my other phone to see if I'm breaking up. But anyway, sounds like I'm doing pretty good. I'm running solo tonight, so it's just me, you and me. David Ray's not going to be here. Today we're going to be a little political, but not very much. I'm going to try not to be as, too political. David says everything's political, so I guess maybe we're always political. Anyway, this podcast is somewhat political because we talk about alternative medicines and big pharma, big agra, big brother. They don't want people to know about this stuff. So, and basically this is what we do. We talk about free food and medicine, God's medicine. Now, there's this big to-do right now about this coronavirus. And people are scared for whatever reason, I don't really know. From what I understand, the common flu is worse than this coronavirus. More people die on the daily from car accidents in the United States than people have died total globally from the coronavirus. So you do the math. Now, people that subscribe to free food and medicine, potentially the people listening to this podcast, we don't have to worry about this because we're pretty healthy. The coronavirus and other flus, for that matter, mostly only affect the sickly and potentially the elderly because their immune systems aren't as strong. But if they're practicing free food and medicine, then they got stronger immune systems, therefore they have less to worry about. So that's why we're here, to help educate people on God's medicine, so they don't got to be running around in fear of running out of toilet paper. I don't know what the big deal is about toilet paper, but toilet paper and water and hand sanitizer. Everybody's going crazy over toilet paper, water, and hand sanitizer. And I'm like, what is wrong with these people? I mean, you know, we need those things. And it's good to have some of those things stocked up. I am a prepper, so to speak. I have an inventory of toilet paper and baby wipes. Maybe not so much hand sanitizer, but water, you know. But anyway, and other things that are needed besides those things. But we've been stocking up for months, if not years, making sure we're prepared for most any disaster, not just a coronavirus. But always prepare for any kind of disaster, like losing your job, losing your spouse, bad weather, stupid stuff like what's going on right now, and et cetera. You should always be prepared. They say you should have like 6 months worth of preparation, if not more. So we may or may not quite have 6 months worth of preparation, but we're pretty close. The only thing I'm not 6 months prepared on is finances, but I'm pretty close. So anyhow, at that, population control. That is mostly what this is all about, I think. Well, it's not mostly, partly. I'd say it's one-third population control. Now, we don't necessarily need population control. Mother Nature will do that for us. But I think these people in power, so to speak, think they need to control it so that Mother Nature doesn't. And to that degree, I somewhat understand and agree. I just don't agree with their methods. Poisoning us. Iodigenic, I think that's how you pronounce it, iodigenic disease is the number one killer in the world. Worse than war, famine, car accidents, the whole nine yards. So, the pharmaceutical industry is their best solution to population control. So that's another reason why they don't like free food and medicine. They want population control. But us hippies and health fanatics, like my brother says, health fanatics will someday be laying in, will feel foolish someday, laying in a hospital dying of, or something like that. It was funny. It was some post that he put on Facebook that had that in it. There was some other stuff. But anyways, yeah, we will be feeling foolish, dying in a hospital of nothing someday. But, you know, we're not perfect. I mean, I got like this little allergy thing that I'm dealing with. And today I'm like even more congested than normal, which is weird. But anyways, I think it's mostly because I don't drink enough water. I know I definitely need to drink more water. So, here, I'm going to drink some water right now. Every time I feel congested, I just start drinking more water, and it usually goes away. Not fast enough, but I need to go away right now. But anyway, free food and medicine. Population control. So, yeah, the more we subscribe to these pharmaceuticals, these immune shots and inoculations and blah, 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 the greater chances of us dying. Now, if you want to die, or you're not afraid of dying, well, that'd be a good way to go. I mean, not really, but I mean, you know what I mean. So, I think I'd rather just somebody kill me and get it over with instead of slowly dying from pharmaceutical poisoning. But, yeah, I'd rather them just put a bullet in my head. So, population control is part of the problem. The other part of the problem is you create a problem so that you can advocate a solution for the problem, which puts more money and power into your hands. We'll talk more about that on our Scrap Gov Scrap podcast, or I will be talking more about that tonight on our Scrap Gov Scrap podcast after I get done with this podcast. But so I'll elaborate on that part after. So if you want to, if you're listening live right now and you want to call in and communicate or even just listen live, the phone number is at freefoodandmedicine.org and at scrapgovscrap.com and or at dementeddungeonsanddragons.com, which Demented Dungeons and Dragons is our old podcast. We ended up talking more about politics, so we started our ScrapGov Scrap podcast so we can separate the politics from all the other stuff we talked about. And then we started this podcast, so we retired the Demented Dungeons and Dragons podcast, which it was like a missed podcast. We talked about all kinds of stuff, weird stuff, amazing stuff, wild and crazy stuff. It didn't matter. And we may do that again in the future. I don't know. This summer, I'll be going back to tree trimming, so I'll be able to do a little bit more professional podcast in the evenings, because I'll be able to set up like a little mini studio again, like I did last summer. Right now, I'm in the truck. I mean, I can play stuff on the computer right now, but I got background noise from the truck and stuff like that, so I probably won't do that. Or I'll be renting a room this summer. I got a couple different options, and so yeah, I'll have my own room and quietness and privacy, so I can set up my own little studio. Again, like a tiny studio. It won't be less than like, you know, Joe Rogan or, you know, the other professionals have, but it'll be more than what I have. Anyway, so increasing the size, the cost, extending the reach and the power of government, and creating problems so that they can advocate solutions for the problems. So a lot of people think that this coronavirus was man-made, and it probably was. And if it wasn't, hey, never let a good crisis go to waste. That's what the communists say. So, you know, they create the virus, and then not even 2 weeks later, boom, they have the solution for the problem. How did that happen? They've already got it beautifully packaged and labeled, boxed up, ready to go. Within 2 weeks, they had to have already had the cure and the disease created before they released it. But nonetheless, what do? You create a problem, the coronavirus, or whatever. You know, school shooting, that some of them were staged, some of them weren't. Like I said, never let a good crisis go to waste. So create a problem, and then you advocate a solution for the problem. So you create the coronavirus, and then you create the solution for the coronavirus, which puts more money in your pocket, like the RFID chips. They knew that the RFID chips were not secure. Not as secure as they want us to think they are. What did they do? Identity Theft Protection Program. So they forced us all to get the RFID chips in all of our cards, knowing full well they're not secure and people can steal our identity through that RFID chip because it can be read from like 40 feet away. So then they turn around and release Identity Theft Protection Program. So we got this growing problem, and then they present a solution for this growing problem that they created in the first place. So coronavirus, other problems that they create, like both my business partners. One of my business partners has MS. The other business partner, his wife has MS, and they believe that it's from these immune shots when they were younger. So now they got to go to the doctors for solutions to the problems that the doctors or the pharmaceutical industry created in the first place. Just like autism. They believe that autism is spawned from these pharmaceuticals. Big Agra is putting chemicals into our foods like wheat. They spray Roundup on the wheat in the right before they harvest it to ripen it quicker and all at the same time so they can harvest it. Well, that Roundup stays in the food. Well, what kind of problems does that Roundup cause? Well, hey, Big Brother, Big Agra, Big Pharma, they're all in bed together, right? So they create a problem. Now we got these chemicals in our bodies through the foods that we're eating and drinking, and the government puts chemicals in our water. They're dumping chemicals on us, air through chemtrails, which who knows what that's all about. I think it's just toxic waste that they got to get rid of, but other people think it's more organized than that. Who knows? I don't know. So they create all these problems, and then they turn around and advocate solutions for the problems so that they got more money and power in their hands and in the hands of the like-minded criminals that follow them into office. So that's why we practice and preach free food and medicine. So that's what I think the problems are. Now, we'll talk more about the government stuff, but right now, on the more about the government stuff on ScrapGov Scrap. But right now in Illinois, they are I don't know if this is nationwide or just in the state of Illinois right now, but they've activated the national emergency, which is equivalent to martial law, but not the same as. So the rules, regulations, standards, codes, and guidelines apply the same under a state of an emergency as it does for martial law. So they can still have martial law without calling it martial law. And so with government, you got to understand all this wordology. Like, you go to court, never understand anything. The judge asks you if you understand, you say, no, I do not understand. Because understand does not mean understand, it means stand under. Do you understand? Do you stand under the allegations that are being presented to you? So whether you plead guilty or not guilty and they ask if you understand, if you say I understand, you're saying I stand under, therefore I'm guilty of these charges. So you have to be careful with government and politics and wordology with these people. They're always playing word games, always doing word trickery on us. And we have to be on the top of our game. You know, it's not just about free food and medicine and being healthy and being free of pharmaceuticals, because they're trying to do all kinds of things behind our back. It's all about, you know, it's like magic. They're doing trickery and the slide of the hand and keep us looking over here while they're doing something over here. It has to do with everything. You know, I'm an anti-feminist. That might get me some listeners not listening anymore. But feminism is the same way. You know, it's like they got all these different distractions, you know, racism. You know, so we have race warfare, which we're all the same race. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to breed with one another. So how can we be of different races? You know, we're all of the same kind, as the Bible would say. So why are we fighting over color? You know, but anyway, so we got race warfare or whatever, color warfare. We got gender warfare, all these class warfare. We got all these different warfares, and the government's using that to keep us distracted. It's all one warfare. It's us against them. The more government we have, the less freedom we have. Like Lenny Ladner, one of my mentors, says he's got a paint plastered all over his big truck because he's also a truck driver and he's running for Congress. Or at least he was. I'm not sure if he's going to run again or not because he's kind of giving up. He's giving up hope, and we can't, you know, we got to stand behind our freedom fighters. But He's got plastered real big on his trailers. More government equals less freedom. Less government equals more freedom. And, you know, and then on that's on the trailer. And then on the truck it says, failure is success. They want failure because failure is more success for them. They want to keep advocating solutions for the problems. So that's what this coronavirus is all about, creating solutions for the problems. So with the government aspect of it, they got, oh, everybody's scared. We got this pandemic, epidemic, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, it's not even that bad. But they got everybody freaked out so they can do this national state of an emergency. They can control our guns. They can control our food. They can control everything we do. Put us in lockdown like they're doing in China. You know, this is, we're on the brink of being a communist country if we're not already. You know, so we, this isn't just about free food and medicine. This is about keeping our right to be able to be free food and medicine, but also keeping the rights for other people to do what they want to do. You know, it's like my problem with the Christians and other religious people is, you know, they want their rights to believe the way they want to believe, but they want to suppress other people's rights. And it's like, this is supposed to be a free country, and we need to band together. We the people, united we stand, divided we fall. We want our freedoms. We want freedom for our neighbor. We need to start standing up and standing together. We're losing our country, people. We are losing our country. So, that's enough of the politics for now. Like I said, we'll do more politics on scrapgovscrap.com after this podcast. What are we going to do about coronavirus besides waking people up? Vitamin C, vitamin C, vitamin C. You know, our Christmas podcast we did, you know, eat your tree, it's high in vitamin C. Pine, junipers, high in vitamin C. What else? Gooseberries, currants, oranges, obviously, most citruses, but they're not as high as the free food and medicine stuff, like rose hips. Juniper berries, elderberries, and that's all I have off the top of my head. But where's my free food and medicine book? Oh, hails, bales. What did I do with it? I know I got it. Ta-da! So going back to viruses, let's see here. Chickweed. Chickweed's high in vitamin C too, I believe. Chickweed is good for a lot of things. We should be eating lots of chickweed. Cancer. Virus. Oh, well, let's look up colds and flus. Here we go, colds. All right, so the coronavirus is nothing but a cold or flu. Actually, let's go to flu. Flu. Okay. So, Enterographis, and I don't remember what that is. David knows, I believe. And then we have... Asiatic dayflower. I'm somewhat familiar with that one. But look that up. That's good for flus. That's good for the coronavirus because the flu is worse than the coronavirus. Basil. Stock up on basil. Bonacet. I'm not sure what that is. Burdock. We all know what burdock is, most of us anyways. Chanca piedra. And that's great for kidney stones. So it colds, flus, coronavirus. Let's see here. Chamomile. Chaparral. Coral vine. Not sure what that is. Echinacea. Although Marcus Rothkrantz's mentor said he's not a big fan of echinacea because it's unstable for whatever reason, I can't remember, but it's still not bad to take. So it's good for a lot of things. I can't remember what he said he liked taking better, but echinacea will work. Elderberries, garlic, of course. Garlic is like everything. Ground ivy. It's a weed that people don't normally like, and that's good for flus. Hey. Johnny Jump Up. Not sure what that is. I know it's a jumper most people put their babies in and hang them from the doorway. That's what we used to call it anyways, a Johnny Jump Up. But apparently it's an herb too. Never heard of it. Okay. Juniper, like I said, juniper berries. And apparently it's most ripe in the spring, or between winter and spring is when it's most ripe. So this is the perfect time to get out there and grab your juniper berries because they taste good right now. Otherwise, they're real bitter. Okay. Lavender. Boom. Meadow sweet. Not sure what that is, but I can look it up. Mint. Not sure which mint, but probably all of them. Spearmint. Regular mint. Chocolate mint. Mustard. Probably anything in the mustard family. Like Wintercrest. Wintercrest grows all winter long, and it's in the mustard family. So it's a great free food and medicine. Tuck says we got 90 seconds, but really we have like another 15 minutes, so I'm going to keep reading. They'll cut us off in 15 minutes. By the way, we only have like 10 or less podcasts left with Blog Talk Radio. So after we're done here, you'll find us at freefoodandmedicine.org. And I'll go ahead and put in a plug for Marcus Rothkrantz. Marcus Rothkrantz, you can find him and his stuff at freefoodandmedicine.com. And I got an affiliate link to his website. So if you want to give me credit to buy something, go to freefoodandmedicine.net. He's got a lot of free stuff, but he's got to buy stuff as well. His books, his herbal supplements, but he offers some of his books, ebooks anyways, free. And he's got a ton of videos that you can watch for free. But if you want to buy his books, I bought the hard copy of the Free Food and Medicine book. And actually, I bought a dozen of them and gave them to friends and family. And that's a great thing to do, too. You want people to be healthy. This is a great gift for people who's actually going to read it. But it's a great gift, especially for survivalists and preppers, free food and medicine. You want to buy something good for somebody, this is the book to buy. So go to freefoodandmedicine.com or give me credit by going freefoodandmedicine.net and get the free food and medicine. Otherwise, we have a bunch of free stuff at freefoodandmedicine.org. We put together a Discord where we can network together and share information. I got a Facebook group there. We can network and share information. Marcus Rothkrantz has a Facebook group. I got a video side of the website. So you can go and post video, educational videos on free food and medicine. We got our podcast there, and then we got a blog, which we haven't really done much with. But you can go there and read our blogs when we have them. But anyway, freefoodandmedicine.org is where that is. So flus. The next on the list is neem. I'm not sure what part of the plant you want, but the Free Food and Medicine book will tell you that. Or just Google. Google will tell you a bunch of stuff. But Google, again, is is in bed with Big Brother and all these other world order or UN people. And people say that, what, you know, there's no such thing as a new world order. What do you call the UN? The United Nations? I mean, anyone who believes in God and has watched these end of the world videos from way back in the day, it's the UN. That's the new world order. Anyway, okay, back to free food and medicine. Olive leaf is good for a lot of things. OSHA root, if you got an addiction like smoking or whatever, OSHA root will help you quit smoking and probably help with other addictions. I know skullcap herb also helps with addictions. I don't see, no. But anyways, OSHA will help with the flu and probably the coronavirus. And we talked about viruses, tumors, and cancers prior to this podcast, so you can go back and listen to those as well. Okay, so let's see here. And I guess next week we'll talk about the colds, because there's a list here for colds. So we're just going to go through all these colds, flus, viruses, blah, blah, blah. Mostly I talked about cancer and viruses and tumors, because I have a friend who that's a relative for, so I did that for her. And now we're mostly focusing on coronavirus because everybody's freaked out for no reason. Anyway, so OSHA, parsley, pearly, everlast, whatever that is. I have to look that one up. Peppermint, so regular mint and peppermint. Perilla, Perilla, P-E-R-I-L-L-A. And then prickly pear cactus. And that grows just about everywhere. We got it growing in Missouri. It grows best in a desert. But on our land, it's growing at the top of the hills on rocky areas. So it's almost like desert-like conditions. But not quite. So the more desert-like area you have, the better the prickly pear will grow. But that's good for a lot of things. And the prickly pear, the fruit from the prickly pear is pretty good. David says it's really good. I say it's pretty good, but I guess it depends on your taste buds. But it's not bad. Believe me, I was surprised. I thought it was worse than it did. So prickly pear cactus. Sage. Sage is like, everybody's talking about Lysol. Everybody's like, oh, Lysol, everything. Sage is the alternative for Lysol. So there you go. Sagebrush. Seaweed. Seaweed is really, really good for you. Spearmint. So there's the other mint. St. John's wort. St. John's wort. Now, St. John's wort is a blood thickener. So if you already have thick blood, take another herb that's a blood thinner with it, like white willow if you have pain, or turmeric products like curcumin if you're wanting to rebuild bones, joints, ligaments, strength, things like that. I would suggest curcumin. Over the white willow. But, you know, there are certain herbs that will thin your blood. There are certain herbs that will thicken your blood. And St. John's wort is an antidepressant. Also fights the flu and probably colds and probably the coronavirus. Anyway, it's a blood thickener. So if you already have thin blood and you need to thicken your blood, hey, St. John's wort will help with that too. Okay, so sweet everlasting. I'm not sure what that is either. Obviously an herb. Sweet gum. I'm somewhat familiar with that. I think it's the gum from the bark of a tree. But I have to look into that. Sweet annual wormwood. And wormwood is good for a lot of things, too. It's also an antiparasitic. So if you eat pork, you should be taking wormwood and diatomaceous earth and black walnut. Pork has parasites. There's a lot of foods that we might eat that comes from the grocery store that has parasites. And when you want some parasites in your body, you know, we have a balance, you know, we have a healthy balance of parasites in our body, but it should only be like, I think, maybe 10 or 20%. Anything above that, and then we start getting sickly. So, some parasites are good, some parasites are bad. Too many parasites are obviously not good at all. So wormwood will help with that, and it helps with the flu. Let's see, toothwort. Not sure what that is, but I should probably be taking it because it might be healthy for my teeth, which I don't have. But I recently discovered that there's a new laser treatment that stimulates tooth growth or tooth budding. And I've been trying to figure out and learn how to grow my teeth using natural remedies. But I also thought that maybe there's like this timeline. You know how like kids, they reach a certain age, their baby teeth fall out, your second set comes in. Well, I know elderly people who have had a third set of teeth ready to come in, but they never did come in, and I'm not sure why. And I've heard stories about other people who grew a third set of teeth. So I know it's possible. I just got to connect all the dots. Now, recently I had a discussion with someone. I've had this discussion before about why I don't wear my dentures and that I should wear dentures. And I'm like, no, because if I do, it'll wear down the jawbone, and therefore the jawbone won't support new teeth if I was to grow new teeth. So I used to wear my dentures when I would do video advertisements and or take pictures, stuff like that, you know. But eventually I just quit doing that. So now there's this laser treatment. I guess it's not new. They've been working on it for a few years now. That will help stimulate tooth buds and make it possible to regrow your teeth. Now, I may or may not be against that. I got to do more research on that because I found out that LASIK's not good for your eyes. So this may not be good for you either. I don't know. I got to do some more homework. But if I'm taking all the right herbs and I go and do this and I'm healthy, hey, teeth, I won't have to worry about getting dentures again, wasting my money. But anyway, okay. So tooth root. I have to look into that. That might be what I need. And then I can't pronounce this. Either Tulsi or Tulsi. Tulsi. Not sure what that is. I'll look that up. And yarrow. Now, I assume it's the wild yarrow, not the colorful yarrow that people buy in a store. That's been, I think it's been genetically modified, but I'm sure it might be just as healthy. I'm not sure. I got to look into that too. But yarrow. Yeah, so free food and medicine. A lot of this stuff grows wild. You can just walk around and pick it. And or grow it. You know, we go out like one of our favorite wild edibles is Chinese lanterns. They're like cherry tomatoes with a little wrapper around it. And it grows wild everywhere. So we go out every time we find them. Depending on the season, we'll dig them up and transplant them. Or when it's time to harvest them, we'll harvest them. We'll eat what we want to eat, but then the ones that are no good, we save them back, we take them and put them in the garden where we want them to grow. So they'll come up next year. So you can do the same. You go out in the wild, you find all these wild edibles that you like, save the seeds and grow them so you don't got to go hunt them down. And, you know, when the New World Order and all these other government communist people come around and, you know, try to control our food, they won't even think nothing of it. They'll think it's just a weed. I mean, oh, well, that's not food. You know, criminals want to come and steal our food. They're not going to steal it because they don't see it as food. So people won't steal our food in times of crisis because they won't know what it is because they're ignorant. So this is good survival information. Simon. Okay, I got 3 minutes before Blog Talk cuts me off. So I'm going to conclude this podcast, take a little break, and get ready for the scrap podcast. So, I need to update everything. I'm so busy, I ain't got time to do everything that I need to do or want to do. But to ManicMondayPodcast.com, you'll see all of our podcasts there. Check us out at freefoodandmedicine.org. You'll hear more about free food and medicine there. And you want to check out our other podcasts, past, present, and future, you'll find them at ManicMondayPodcast.com. And I guess that's it. Live long and prosper. I wish you all the best. Check out Energy Healing. I know there's a lot of good stuff there. I'm a healer. I've studied Reiki. I've been attuned, psychic, and other people tell me I'm a healer. I have good healing energy, stuff like that. I need to channel it more, but I don't. I'm just too busy trying to pay my bills and get ahead, keep my head above water. But look into all that stuff. It's good for you. And educate these morons on how to be healthy the right way and not to panic during a non-crisis that appears to be a crisis. Okay, party on, and we'll talk to you next week. I don't know what we'll be talking about next week, but it'll be free food and medicine. All right, talk to you later. Bye. Oh, I guess I didn't end the call. I pushed the button, but it didn't end. Here we go.